I'm Jewish, and I never thought I'd feel the amount of disgust and rage I felt at my own community over the past year and a half, but especially the last few months. That amount of pathetic, manipulative self-victimization boggles my mind because how is it not enough for you? How is it not enough for you that millions of people have lost their homes, that hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives, that the United States government signs off completely and unconditionally on all of it, that one Israeli life is given the same weight, more than 1,000 Palestinian lives, and that people lose their jobs for speaking out against it? How is that not enough? How do you still feel the need to hunt down college students and have them deported for sitting on a lawn and holding a sign because they felt moved by seeing a video of someone dig their child out of rubble or seeing people gunned down while getting water? Children in Gaza are having their limbs amputated without anesthesia, and you have the absolute nerve to tell people they should feel bad for you because you had to see a piece of graffiti? God forbid. You're living in this world where up is down, left is right, an Instagram story is violence, but a bullet in a toddler's skull is not, and you're making the rest of us live in it with you. The only thing I can hope is that you wake up one day and realize what you've done, and it torments you every second for the rest of your miserable life. You sicken me to my core as a Jew and as a... I'm Jewish, and I never thought I'd feel the amount of disgust and rage I felt at my own community over the past year and a half, but especially the last few months. That amount of pathetic, manipulative self-victimization boggles my mind, because how is it not enough for you?